55, and then if you have your Bibles, amen. Psalm of David here. Amen. Psalms chapter number 55. Amen. Let's first begin reading at verse 1. Amen. The Psalm of David. As he had said, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. Now, I want you to think about what David is praying here. But then he went on to say in verse 6, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Oh, thank God. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Then we're going to go on down to verse 22. When he said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Amen. I want you to out loud read this verse 22 with me, if you would. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never, church, never suffer the righteous to be moved. Can you do that with me again? Cast thy burden upon the Lord.
Upon the Lord.
And he shall.
He shall.
Now this is a promise now. And he shall.
He shall.
Sustain thee.
Sustain thee.
He shall never.
He shall never.
This is the God that never forsakes his word. Amen. Praise God. He shall never suffer the righteous.
Suffer the righteous.
To be moved.
To be moved.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful tonight, God, that we have felt your presence. Lord, as we sing rejoicing in song, that we have so much to be thankful for. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Amen. For all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Amen. God, what is ahead? Amen. And Thanksgiving Day for all that's been prepared. But most of all, God, we're thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, that through his shed blood, that we could have eternal life. That he shed that blood and died for us. We thank you, Lord, for thy infallible word, that we can stand upon thy promise, knowing that everything that we need is in the promises of God. We thank you, Lord, for life. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, we rejoice in song as we give thanks to your name. But, Lord, I pray that you'll take thy word and let us see, God, that we can cast our burdens upon you. Lord, that you're going to bless tonight, God, where burdensome people need help. Amen. God, give us the relief and help that we need here tonight. We're thankful, God, that we can believe and call upon you. Thankful, God, tonight that you're God that hears and answers prayer. And, God, we know that you're able. Amen. Oh, God, to help us. That you're able to help us, Lord. What is ever accomplished here, we give you the praise. We'll give you glory and honor. In Christ's blessed name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. Amen. Oh, God, the Lord will sustain. As David began to pray unto God concerning the oppression of the wicked. Amen. Oh, yes. He said, my heart is sore pain within me, and the terrors of all death are fallen upon me. When he went on to say, this fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and sorrow has overwhelmed me. Oh, yes. I don't know, church, if you've ever been to the place where it seems like fear has gripped your heart. Amen. Because of the work of the enemy. Amen. He tries to bring fear upon God's people about sickness. He tries to bring fear upon us about the situations at home. He tries to bring that fear upon us concerning things that's happened around us. But we know that we're serving a God tonight who hears and answers prayer. Oh, we got to learn that when facing trials too great to bear, amen, God does invite us to cast all these burdens upon Him. Oh, yes. He then bears the weight of them with us. Amen. That's what God is able to do. He sustains us through every situation. Oh, yes. Praise God. Through every problem and struggle in life. Amen. For the Word teaches us, amen, if we just cast our burden upon the Lord, amen, if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, then He is able to exalt us in due time. Amen. Praise God. In due time. Amen. Praise God. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Amen. So we know, saints of God, that through the cares that we have in life, we're casting our cares and casting our burdens upon the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We sing the song in the church hymnal. Amen. About casting our burdens upon the Lord. Amen. Amen. We cast them, amen, when we need to in faith. Amen. Knowing that when we cast them upon the altar, that we're not to pick those burdens back upon ourselves and care about that door each and every day that we live. He said we are to take them to the altar. We're to leave them there. Amen. Cast the burdens upon the Lord and leave them there. As the songwriter was saying, amen, we're burdened, amen, with the cares of all this life and all the situations and problems, amen, and death and pain and suffering, amen, oh yes, and suffering in every way, but I want to be like the psalmist David, oh yes, if I just had wings like a dove, I'll just fly away and be at rest. He thought that it'd be better to escape it, like Paul was saying, it'd be far better for me to go be with Christ, amen, oh yes, for me to live as Christ and to die as the gain. It'd be far better for me to go be with Christ, and I'm torn between the two. It'd be far better. But there was a mission for Paul. It was a work for David. Amen. He thought, amen. Amen. In my prayer and in my complaint, I cried out to God. Amen. Oh, yes, just hear me, Lord, in my prayer. Give ear to me. Have you believed tonight that His ear is not too heavy that He cannot hear? His arm is not too short that He cannot save. I'm glad to know, amen, His ears is open to the cry of the righteous. And I'm glad to know He will not withhold any good thing from those who walk upright.
Amen, brother.
Oh, hallelujah. And I'm glad to know that, saints of God. Oh, yes, we can cast our burdens. Amen. Oh, yes, we can just believe that when we cast, amen, the burdens and the cares of life. You know, Jesus mentioned that in Matthew 24 about the cares of life. You see, when the cares of life begin to come in and try to overtake us in our daily walk with God, amen, that's when we need to be careful not to be overcharged with those cares. That's why He said, cast those cares upon the Lord, for He cares for you. Cast your burden about your job. Cast your burden about your children. Cast your burden about, amen, the things that's troubling you, and it seems like every day it keeps coming back to you in prayer. Amen, God, I can't seem to, amen, to move toward the throne of grace like I need to, because, amen, I'm burned down in my soul. Amen, I'm burned down within me. I need God, You to send some relief to me. I need God for You to strengthen me and hear my prayer. Amen, that's why David cried out to the God, amen, hear my voice, God. It's because of the pressure of the wicked. Amen, all the people, it seems to be, amen, working against me. You see, David had a ministry and had enemies that worked against him. Amen. We have ministries, and the enemy works against us, and people work against the ministry, saints. Amen. That's why Paul felt at one time that when demons had forsaken me, loving this present world, amen, that some had stood with me in the ministry, but they had forsaken me. But he said, the Lord stood with me. The Lord stood by me. The Lord stood with me. The Lord stood by me. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. We're serving a true God tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. You see, David knew this. Oh, God. He said that we are pressed by much evil. Amen. Even in the realm, amen, of that spiritual wickedness in high places that Paul preached about in Ephesians 6, that, Amen. That, amen, influence so much of the power, demonic forces of hell. Amen. You see, the man of God, amen, had the forces against him. He had the forces, even when King Saul and his leadership to take his life from him. Amen. But it never happened because David was anointed of God and God had his hand upon him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God had his hand upon him. We think about how it was with Lot. Amen. When Abraham had prayed, he was interceding for his nephew. Amen. When he went towards Sodom, because Abraham knew what was there. That's wickedness. Amen. We see the evil that's upon us. We said we deem the time for the days are evil. Amen. Oh yes. And we're living in a very evil time. Amen. And, amen. It surrounds around the church and it surrounds us at home. That's why the enemy brings fear upon us. We can't seem like we can put enough padlocks on the door. It seems like we can't put enough locks on the windows. Amen. People have fear. Amen. Oh yes. About the enemy. It oppresses them. It tries to rob them of all the victory that God's given me, but saints of God tonight, I stand upon the promises. I stand upon the word of God. I want to be like David. Hear my prayer, my complaint, God. Hear the voice of my supplication. God, hear me. Hear me when I cry. God, I need some relief. I'm oppressed of the enemy. I'm oppressed with the wicked. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, cast your burden upon the Lord.
Amen.
Church, that's what we're not doing. We're not casting the burdens upon God. Amen. We burden about seems like this and that and the other. And it seems like we're troubled about things. That's why the psalmist could say, though I walk in the midst of trouble, he shall revive me. He said he's my present help in the time of trouble. Amen. Trouble means adversity. Amen. That adversity, it comes against you by the adversary. The adversary sends that adversity and that trouble against you, and it works against you. Oh yes, and it works, and it works. Did you know it even works in your children? It works in your relatives, and it hurts the worst when we suffer. Amen. When we're hurt. Amen. We're offended. We're hurt. Amen. Because of things that's happened in our families. Amen. With our mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws. Amen. Amen. And son and daughter. But we got to come to the relationship with God and what Jesus said. You must love me more than father and mother.
Yes.
Amen. Son and daughter.
Yes.
Amen. You must love me more.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. If you don't love me more, he said, you're not worthy of me. You're not worthy of me. That's why saints of God, amen, we want to be like David. He was a man after God's own heart. He knew his dwelling place. He knew his praise. He knew his dance. He could pray before God. He was talented. He was anointed by God. And God was with him.
Yes, he was.
That's why he could cry out to, amen, concerning my enemies, concerning the things of unbelief, concerning the trials of life. Amen. David knew that. He said, I'm going to call upon God. He's going to save me from this. Even in the morning and at noon, he said, will I pray and I'll cry aloud and he shall hear my voice. That's verse number 17. Amen. Oh, yes. And other things, any time of the day, even in the morning and at noon, I will pray. Oh, yes. And cry aloud. He shall hear my voice. He's going to deliver my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. But there was many that was with me. But God shall hear. God shall hear.
Yes.
And afflict them. Why? Amen. Because of David. Amen. You think about the ones that's working against you. Amen. Oh, yes. Even though, amen, David in his complaint, in his suffering, his persecution, fleeing from the enemy, fleeing from Saul, amen, David knew that in his heart there was a place of refuge in God. Amen, there's a hiding place.
Yeah.
Amen, there's a place of habitation. Oh. Amen, in God. And David knew that when I was in trouble, I run to the place. Amen, I run to the hiding place that's in God. Amen, Colossians 3 teaches us for us to hide in Christ. For lives be hid with Christ in God. Who is our life but Christ? And he shall appear. And one day we shall appear with him in glory. But saints of God, I know, amen, that through the sufferings, amen, through the things I face, through all the persecutions of life, I pray God through it all, I have the love of God to perfect me, and I'm going to be a peacemaker. It doesn't matter what comes against me. I pray to be that peacemaker. We're going to suffer for the cause of the gospel. We're going to suffer for Christ. Amen. David suffered. He suffered much until the day he sinned against God. Amen. But God had mercy on him and restored his kingdom back. I thank God he's that merciful. I thank God he's that much long suffering. Amen. He can restore, he can rebuild, and he can renew us like he did with David. Amen. I thank God he can do that, brother. Amen. If David could go on to say, Lord, just lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Amen. If he went to say here that I had wings like a dove, then I would fly away and be at rest. Amen. And this poor man cried, the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Amen. Just like a man that's running, amen, over a wall. Amen. Like a troop, amen, running over a wall. Amen. God knows, amen, I have, amen, that within me, a praise for God. I have that worship in my heart. I have a soul to praise unto God. That was David. He had his heart. He was talented. He was anointed by God. He played that harp, amen, to soothe the soul of Saul. Amen. That's why he was anointed, because it was of God. And that anointing was there.
Amen.
Did you know in Romans 11:29, the gifts of the calling of God without repentance?
Right.
Amen. We can make our calling and election sure.
Yes.
Amen. But the calling of God was upon David's life. Amen. Praise God. From his youth, when he was in the field watching over the flock. Just a young boy. Amen. God's hand was upon him.
Yes.
Amen. Samuel called Jesse to call all the sons out for him to see. Amen. But do you have any more? Amen. There was one missing. That was David down in the field. I have one younger. Amen. Down in the field. Watching over the flock. Call him unto me. And there's Samuel anointed David. And that a great anointing was upon his life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful, church? Amen. To know. Amen. That the blessings of God flow upon us. Amen. Praise God. David cried out because he was serving a merciful God. He was serving a God of mercy. Amen. We read here in these verses. Amen. He went on to say, my heart is fixed. Why? Because I'm trusting in God.
Yes.
My heart is fixed. I'm settled, amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to be singing the song of the other service. Amen. Amen. The count was settled long ago. Amen. My heart is fixed. Amen. My faith is in God. My trust is in the Savior. I know all these persecutions are going to rise, and I know things are coming against me, but I'm going to stand because I'm rooted, because I'm grounded. My heart is fixed, and I'm standing on the word of God. Amen. I'm standing on it. I'm standing on the word.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And when all this comes against me, I shall stand.
Amen.
And I will stand. Praise God. Because he's going to hear my prayer. He's going to hear me when I cry out. He knows my complaints. I feel like that's the way it was. Amen. When David said, I prayed here, Lord, you know my complaints. At times we become down and we have murmurs and complainings like it was with the Israelites. Amen. Murmurs and complainings and his shortcomings and downfalls. Amen. Until the day that they had sinned against God when they worshiped the idols of gold. Amen. Giving themselves over to the works of the flesh. But I thank God I can say tonight that's not my desire to be carnal but to be spiritual.
Amen.
I desire to make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. No. Amen. No. Amen. No. But my desire is to walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. There is now no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. Amen. Amen. I want to be spiritual and not carnal. Amen. Oh yes, I want to be that, don't you?
Amen.
Oh yes. Amen. Oh, he went on to say there in Psalms 57, be merciful unto me. Amen. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. Oh, yes. All these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God the Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me.
Right.
And I believe in one of the verses he wanted to say, God is for me.
Amen.
And we know the scripture. Amen. Oh, yes. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The psalmist went on to say, can you remember what verse it was? Amen. God is for me. Amen. God is for me. Amen. Oh, yes. I'm glad to know he's for you and not against you. Amen. Praise God. It's because we're seeking his face. We're designed to be in his will. We desire, amen, the meditation upon his word. We desire to hide away with him and find a place of prayer. We desire to be in the secret places. And the psalmist to go on to say in Psalms 91, amen, about abiding under the shadows of the Almighty. Amen. That's another hiding place. Abiding under the shadows of the Almighty God.
Amen.
He knew that place. He knew that hiding place. Amen. Cast the burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He'll keep you in the midst of your trouble. He'll keep you from all evil. He'll keep you safe in his arms. Amen. Praise God. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Yes. You believe that tonight, church?
Amen.
Cast. Why can't we cast? I say, why can't we cast our burdens upon the Lord?
Right.
We need to take them to the altar and leave them there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. People coming in and out with burdens of life. All the cares of life. Why cannot we take them to the Lord?
Yes.
Amen. Church, tonight, that's what I want us to do. We're burdened down with things. Amen. Around us. And all the issues of life. Each and every passing day. But we're going to cast it upon the Lord.
Yes.
And we're going to leave them there. Amen. Is that all right with you tonight?
Amen,
I say cast. Cast. Cast your burdens upon the Lord. He went on to say, he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved.
Amen.
Amen. The righteous shall stand. I quote the scripture, he will not withhold any good thing from those who walk upright. His ears open to the cry of the righteous. That's what David said. I was once young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
Amen.
Never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
Amen.
Amen. Oh yes, he shall give us the desires of our heart. Let us stand tonight. I know it might be short, it might be sweet. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Mandy, can you come out? Let's sing a little bit more of that tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. That song just blessed me tonight, church. Listen, through the times that we have burdens, we need to give thanks unto God. If we believe we can take them to the altar and leave them there, if we're going to cast them upon the Lord, amen, praise God, hallelujah, we will. Amen, praise God, we're going to sing a little more tonight. Amen, in the book, page 264, we just go ahead and sing a little bit of that tonight. It goes along with the message.
Oh, yes.
Amen, 164, I believe it is. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's sing a little bit of this tonight. And she's going to go to the other song. As you come around and pray, we want you to have a season of prayer for whatever that your needs are tonight. Amen. God is able. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know the song, Sister
164. Is it church?
Church Avenue. Amen. Praise God. This song just happened to come to me while I was preaching. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. You know the song, Brother Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Take your burdens to the Lord.